This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
A shocking day in court as Alec Murdaugh may be getting a new murder trial. One of the jurors admitting Becky Hill did, in fact, influence her decision of guilt against Alec Murdaugh. We'll bring you complete audio of the entire hearing here on the channel later in the day. But right now, here's that compelling 10 minutes of testimony, which got fairly contentious between the attorneys for Alec Murdaugh and the judge, as one of the jurors, in fact, admits that, yes, the influence of Becky Hill did play a role on her decision of guilt against Alec Murdaugh. Take a listen.
Juror Z, I will ask you some questions, and there are no right or wrong answers. The truth is what I seek, and that is the truth of what you experience in relation to these questions at the State versus Murdaugh trial. You rendered a verdict on March the 2nd, 2023. That verdict was read in open court by the foreperson of the jury. And then the court said this, Madam Forelady and members of the jury, if that is your verdict of each and every juror, let it be known by raising your hand. The transcript then indicates that the jurors complied. The jury was individually polled, and each was asked, was that your verdict? Each juror answered yes. Each juror was then asked, is that still your verdict? And each juror answered yes. Was that an accurate statement about your verdict at that time?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Was your verdict based entirely on the testimony, evidence, and law presented to you in this case?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you hear Ms. Becky Hill make any comment about this case before your verdict?
Yes, ma'am.
If yes, what did Ms. Hill say?
To watch his actions.
To watch his actions. What else?
To watch him closely.
To watch him closely. Anything else you remember?
There is, but I can't remember.
Okay, that's fine. Was your verdict on March the 2nd, 2023, in any way with any influenced in any way with any communications by the clerk of court, Becky Hill, in this case?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, please.
All right. Was your verdict influenced in any way by the communications of the clerk of court in this case?
Yes, ma'am.
And how was it influenced?
To me, it felt like she made it seem like he was already guilty.
All right. And I understand that. That's the tenor of the remarks she made. Did that affect your finding of guilty in this case?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Be at ease. Those are my questions are submitted to the juror. Are there any reactions, further questions, and so forth? If there are, and you would like to voice them, I can ask the juror to retire to the jury room. Just tell me whether I need to do that. All right, sir.
We need to put some things on the record.
All right. Take the juror to the jury room, please.
Yes, ma'am. Your Honor, in the affidavit that was given by this particular juror, paragraph 10 said, I had questions about Mr. Murdoch's guilt, but I vote guilty because I felt pressured by the other jurors. We would request an inquiry as to that, which is how, when this motion was filed, she expressed the basis for her verdict, which obviously this answer is a little different now. So we would request a brief inquiry from the court as to that specific issue.
All right.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right. Your Honor, as to two things. The first thing is, he is correct. She gave an affidavit. We would ask Your Honor to let her read her affidavit to refresh her memory of, she said other things. They're very detailed in here. We'd ask you to, and let me hand up to the court a copy of her affidavit and ask you to have her read it. Before she's asked anyone.
What I have here from Mr. Waters for the record, Mr. Waters, what I've been handed for the record is something they now refer to as Z. It was taken August the 14th, 2023. It was sworn before Holly Miller, paralegal for Mr. Harputlian, and he would like for me to give that to the juror and ask her to read it and then ask her about it. I'm inclined to do that, but I want to hear from you first.
Your Honor, again, if they want to refresh the recollection, that's fine with the state, so we have no objection to that.
Very good. It will be done.
Your Honor, also we would ask that you not ask the question that that Mr. Waters asked you to ask because it violates Rule 606B, which provides upon an inquiry of the validity of a verdict or indictment, a juror may not testify to the effect of anything upon that or any other juror's mind or emotions.
What was the question he asked?
If you look at that affidavit,
it's paragraph 10, Your
paragraph
Honor.
Paragraph 10.
It's in the very affidavit.
She said she was influenced. She was influenced by other jurors.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to ask her about that. I'm going to give her the affidavit, and then I'm going to question her about it.
And we would, for the record, indicate that we object to that under 606B.
And Your Honor, from our perspective, she's put an issue.
You're the one that asked me to have her look at this affidavit, but you're telling me I can't question about it? I deny that objection.
If it's something that's inadmissible, you should not ask her about it.
And well, you want me to admit it and have her examined on it.
I want you to have her read it to refresh her memory.
We're quibbling, Mr. Harputlian, we're quibbling about things that I'm not going to take time to quibble about. My ruling is, pursuant to your request, I am going to allow the juror to examine her affidavit, and then I'm going to question her about it. That's my ruling. Your objection is overruled.
For the record, I just want to note, Your Honor, just for the record.
You noted 606. I hear you noted.
And in no way waiving anything or opening any door by asking you to let her examine.
That's for a higher court than me to decide.
Well, I understand that, and that's why I want to make sure when they read this transcript, there's no confusion. I'm not asking you to put that into evidence. I'm asking you to let the jury.
Well, I don't see how in the world I can question the juror about something and not put it into evidence. You can't have your cake and eat it too, Mr. Harputlian. You could have been very satisfied with the answers that were already given, but you have chosen to ask about this.
Withdraw the request.
Denied.
Your Honor, all the time we ask witnesses to examine a prior statement.
Mr. Harputlian, I made my ruling. Please take your seat. All right, bring me juror Z. Get me another copy.
It's in here.
Yeah.
It's in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Juror Z, I asked you previously, was your verdict on March the 2nd, 2023 influenced in any way by communications from Becky Hill, the clerk of court? You answered that question yes. In light of what you said in the affidavit, which is I had questions about Mr. Murdoch's guilt but voted guilty because I felt pressured by the other jurors. Is that answer that I just read a more accurate statement of how you felt?
Yes.
Overruled.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So you do stand by the affidavit?
Yes, ma'am.
Very good. Thank you. All right. You may go to the jury room. And let me just explain to you what the procedure will be. I'm calling the rest of the jurors, of course, one by one. When I am finished with that, I will bring you out as a group one more time, and then you are free to leave. You don't have to stay. Okay? Very good. You may go to the jury room.
What's that?
Before you, this juror is excused, but after she steps out, I'd like to address
the court. All right. You may be excused.
That's the latest from the courtroom. Keep it here for the latest on this case and others. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
This has been a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.